Yesterday, James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, became the first U.S. official to publicly name China as the source of the cyber attack, which stole millions of records from the Office of Personnel Management. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, Clapper stopped short of directly blaming the Chinese government, but he did say it was the leading suspect.
Clapper's offhanded attribution for the attack came in the context of a question and answer session following his speech at the annual GEOINT Symposium in Washington. While other senior administration officials have so far declined to publicly assign attribution for the OPM breach, Clapper's answer suggested the intelligence community is working on the assumption that China was in fact behind it. For example,
you know, on one hand, please don't take this the wrong way, you have to kind of salute the Chinese for what they did. If we had the opportunity to do that, I don't think we'd hesitate for a minute.
Speaking at the same conference a day earlier, Admiral Mike Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency and the commander of U.S. Cyber Command, pointedly refused to single out China or any other country in a public setting, saying that publicly assigning attribution was a policy decision outside of his purview. But he did say that the U.S. government's ability to trace the origins of cyber attacks has increased dramatically during the past decade, and decisions about whether and when to share that information publicly involves a carefully calibrated case-by-case set of questions.
Attribution sure has come a long way, and in many instances, it's not the challenge that it was 10 years ago. I mean, Sony is a pretty good example of that. We were very quickly able, collectively across the U.S. government, you know, largely between DHS, FBI, and the National Security Agency, we were able to relatively quickly come to a consensus about characterization that the activity came from North Korea and the basis of that attribution, which generated a relatively high confidence factor in our political leadership, which led them to react in a very public and very direct way to the Sony intrusion. Every incident is different. It's a bit of a cat and mouse game. As you generate and gain more insights on what actors are doing, you watch them try to change what they do in a way to obfuscate how they do it. Oftentimes we watch actors out there attempting to create new partnerships as a way to try to confuse our ability to gain insights as to who is doing what. Sometimes that's more successful than others. But in general, I remain pretty confident in our ability to generate insights as to who's doing what.
China's government, as a matter of course, routinely denies its involvement in cyber thefts, irrespective of evidence to the contrary, adding that it, too, is a victim of cyber attacks. But even if the U.S. government's capacity to attribute the origin of cyber attacks with a high degree of confidence has grown, Clapper says its ability to deter them in the same ways it deters conventional attacks has not.
And the challenge here, the problem for us, frankly, is until such time as we can create both the substance and the psychology of deterrence, this is going to go on. And that's been, frankly, a struggle for us because of concerns about unintended consequences and other related policy issues. But until such time as there is some sort of penalty for whatever behavior we may find reprehensible or onerous, this is going to go on. And so what we must do in the meantime is pay more attention to defense.
Given that defense is the country's best option at the moment, Clapper says agencies and their employees need to dedicate much more attention to basic matters of cyber hygiene. While the precise vector of the OPM hack remains somewhat murky, it appears as though the attackers gained access to the government networks by obtaining login credentials in one way or another from Keyhole, a contractor which worked on OPM systems and which had administrative-level privileges within the agency's network.
And a lot of this is not rocket science. It's, what we all know about common hygiene. And being alert to such attacks, having a due line, if you will, for cyber, better sharing, better communication between the government industry. Now, this in this case was purely within the government, and obviously we still have profound challenges. And believe me, I think a lot of us have. I feel real bad for OPM, but there but for the grace of God, go any of us. And this, I think, requires attention of senior people. So one of the things we try to do is put out some educational material, a video and this sort of thing across the government to explain to employees what the risks are, what they can do. And by the way, this will be the gift that keeps on giving for the rest of their lives, and they just have to understand that.
But when he was asked to assess which nation state is the largest threat in cyberspace, Clapper said he's less concerned about China than he is about the Russian government.
They are very sophisticated. We know more about the Chinese because they're a little noisier. I worry much more about the Russians, who are a lot more subtle about this, and they have tremendous capability. You know, gauging them as a conventional, and I suppose that means a strategic threat, meaning conventional military capability, meaning strategic weapons. Well, the Russians do pose, from a capability, if not intent standpoint, a tremendous threat. But I think I'd be reluctant to rank which form of their capability might be more threatening, because probably if it came to it, they'd be using them in combination anyway.
Rogers, the NSA director, says the OPM breach should serve as another reminder that a wide range of data is at risk in ways it hasn't been before. He echoed Clapper's concern that the U.S. needs policy responses that would reduce cyber theft.
We are in a world in which increasingly data has value as a commodity to a wide range of people. And there's a wide range of people, groups, and nation states out there aggressively attempting to gain access to that data, whether it resides in the US government, whether it resides in the private sector, whether it resides in our own homes as private individuals. I'll bet you a good segment of this audience, you have had a credit card compromised, you have had your emails compromised. That's the nature of the world that we're living in right now, sadly. And so I think what we got to focus on is, so how do we change this dynamic? Because quite frankly, just continually responding to individual incidents, I don't think in the long run is going to get us where we need to be. I think there's broad recognition of that. And even as we work to increase the security of individual components, whether it be within the federal government, whether it be in the commercial sector, whether it be us as individuals, you know, we're going to work through those broader policy issues.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.